Bob Clark, and I am the president of Friends of the Central Sands.
Just a thumbnail now of the proposed dairy, because it has been in and out of the news for some time now, but I think there's a number of people who are still unfamiliar with this.
Yeah, the Richfield Dairy is actually part of Milk Source from Kaukauna, Wisconsin, up by Green Bay. And the Richfield Dairy is sited on the border of Washera and Adams County, just a few miles southwest of Coloma, Wisconsin. It is a farm that initially has been proposed to house 4,300 milking cows and 250 steers. But given the history, our concern all along has been that this would be substantially increased once the operation got going, very similar to Rosendale, which now has approximately 10,000 current cows. And our fears, unfortunately, are a little justified in that this recent approval now of the dairy actually approved 131 million gallons of water usage when the estimate is only 52.5 million gallons. And the DNR did not put any restrictions on the number of animal units with the approval of the WIPTES permit.
The DNR has, in fact, approved, more than 2.5 times the amount of water, or gallons, rather, that were initially agreed upon or initially requested?
Well, in the initial environmental assessment, the initial permitting process, going back early in the summer, the estimate from the DNR was that this operation would require 52.5 million gallons approximately. And we have expressed our concern all along in terms of the amount of water being pumped out of the aquifer. What you may not know, Bob, is there are significant concerns over the existing number of high-capacity wells and the effect that has generally in the Central Sands regions, with some streams, Little Plover River drying up seasonally, some of the lakes disappearing, et cetera. So our concern was that this would exacerbate the problem, specifically on some of the local creeks, which are trout stream headwaters, as well as Pleasant Lake, which is the nearest body of water. So the initial estimate was 52.5 million gallons. We have been working with other organizations, and there had been some studies that the DNR did accept that would show a drawdown on the lake at 52.5 million gallons, but they didn't deem that sufficient enough to cause great concern, but then at the same time authorized 2.5 times that amount of water, which was quite surprising, actually.
Now, you've filed a legal action today seeking what exactly?
Well, this has been a series of steps. Several months ago, we actually filed a request for contested case and some legal actions on the plans and specifications approval of the actual dairy itself. Those have been stayed or postponed, if you will, until now the final approval of the WIPTES permit, which is the Wisconsin Pollution Discharge Elimination System permit, it's called, which has to do with the actual dairy site and the management of nutrient, the waste, that sort of thing, and then the approval of the high-capacity wells. So both of those were done on November 3rd, I believe. And so we are asking for a contested case review of those decisions. The fact that they use an environmental analysis process, not an environmental impact statement, in this review, and then and asking a court to look at this and hopefully stop this decision process from actually being incorporated.
Okay. Bob, you're on the release. You're listed as a local landowner. Are you a farmer? Do you operate?
No, we had property on Pleasant Lake for nearly 20 years, and actually have hoping to retire there or move up there full time in the next short year or two, and so we've been very active in that area for a very long time.
Lastly, in addition to the potential impact on the aquifer, are there other associated concerns? I know, obviously, anytime you have a big dairy facility, manure handling is a concern, and I'm assuming truck traffic might also be as well?
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. I mean, imagine sitting out with your family on the 4th of July on your deck or on your dock trying to have a barbecue when you're 2 miles downwind from a dairy of this nature. And while the dairy itself is very clean, you don't have the smells in the dairy generally, but what you have are tremendous amounts of water that are used to clean this dairy, That's of concern to us. The waste of these from these animals will be spread on 16,000 neighboring acres. 16,000 acres is a lot of land, affecting a lot of people. And as people will tell you, living near these dairies, there's tremendous amounts of gases that are released from these from the waste. It's not a typical family farm. This is not a family farm question. This is really a factory. And so that ammonia and other gases are incredibly problematic. And none of that, interestingly enough, none of the air pollution concerns are actually regulated in these processes. They're not allowed to be regulated by the DNR. The other concerns, of course, are truck traffic. There's significant amounts of truck traffic that will increase around the area, road deterioration. In the wintertime, all the road salt going on the roads that then washes into the land, into the ditches, into the streams, the noise. Those kinds of concerns are not even factored into these decision processes, unfortunately.
You mentioned the air quality issues are not regulated by DNR. Is there any regulatory authority for that?
Well, there's a lot of confusion, quite frankly, Bob, as to who does and who doesn't and what the EPA's role is in this is. But generally speaking, those issues are not really a factor in these decisions, which is disappointing, to say the least.